It may seem odd that an Alaskan author would write an entire book on the concept of heat, but all things hot is the focus of Bill Strever's newest offering. Strever is the author of the bestseller Cold, and in his new book, he explores everything from tasting crude oil to walking on fire, an experience he described as enjoyable.
And no matter how prepared you are for firewalking, when you're standing up in front of that fire, and this is a real deal, it's a real fire, and you feel the heat coming off of that fire, and you're looking down at those coals, and you're thinking to yourself, am I really going to walk across these coals in bare feet? And these coals are flaming. These are, they're honest to God, hot fire, and you do it, and if all goes well, it doesn't burn your feet, and you walk out the other side, five or six paces, you're out the other side, and it's just very, very exhilarating. For me, it was so exhilarating, I went right back and did it again. I think I did it seven times.
You had some experiences while researching and writing the book that seem dangerous. You mentioned the Death Valley experience. Tell us about your Death Valley experience and how did that impact your work on this book, Heat?
Yeah, so Death Valley was fairly early in the process of writing Heat. I think when we were there in the shade, the temperatures were up around 125, 126. So these were pretty warm days. And we weren't in the shade. We were hiking out in some of the backcountry and trying to immerse myself in the heat experience and even intentionally letting myself become a little bit dehydrated and a little bit letting my core temperature rise a little bit. And it is very uncomfortable. And at the end of our first day, which was a longer hike than we had planned with maybe a little less water than we should have taken, by the end of our first day, we both felt dehydrated and our salt balances were out of whack, and we spent the next week in Death Valley still, but feeling increasingly sick, really, from the heat. So why was that important? It's important because in my book Cold and in my book Heat, a big part of the experience, both as the writer and I hope as the readers of the book, is this immersion. It's experiencing these things through my words. I played around with fuels quite a bit in the book, so I explored different fuels that people have used and discovered that crude oil, rock oil as it was called, or petroleum, when it was first used by people, it was used largely as a medicine back in the 1800s, and people would ingest it, and they would ingest 3 tablespoons a day. So I thought, well, I guess I owe it to my readers to give that a try. So I tasted some Pennsylvania crude oil out of the first oil reservoir produced in the United States. And I also, I don't think I put it in the book, but I also tasted some Alaskan crude just to do a comparison test. Pennsylvania crude is a better tasting crude than Alaskan crude.
What's your primary goal with this work? Are you trying to draw attention to climate change, or what would you say was really, what's the main effort?
Yeah, you know, what I hope to do with my writing is to promote science as an integral part of people's lives. So I worry that people today are turned off by science. They see articles in the newspaper, and one scientist says one thing, another scientist says another thing. Most people aren't trained in those fields, or they've gone and listened to a scientist and they were bored to tears, or they bought a science book and they didn't find the science book very engaging. That troubles me. And I think we see that in the way our societies run. Science has sort of almost become something of a sideshow, and important decisions that society makes now tend to ignore science or downplay its role. So I'd like my writing to kind of promote science as something that, number one, is interesting and engaging, and number two, is mixed in with other parts of life. So when people say, is this a science book? I say, well, it's a science book, but it's about science, culture, history, and human experience. So that's what I'm trying to do with my writing, is to promote science.
It was obvious how your book, Cold, would be useful for Alaskans, of course. But what's there for Alaskans in Heat?
Well, you know, I hope that, like I did, I hope people see it as a continuum that might be of interest. I also think Alaskans are fascinated by heat because we're so dependent on heat and how to stay warm. And I'd like to think that people are curious enough about climate change that curiosity might extend to a broader discussion about heat and what it means to us as a society, what it means scientifically, what it means historically and culturally.
How would you gauge the concern level of most people you talk to when you discuss heat in our atmosphere? Are they concerned and motivated to do something, fatigued from hearing about it and sort of tone deaf to the problems? Are they in denial? Where would you rate people? I'm sure that the people are all over the place, but are there any predominant themes that kind of come out of it when you're talking to people?
Well, I think you're right. People are all over the place. And I think the saddest thing is that people are badly polarized. They sort of, I often have people ask me, do you believe in climate change? As though that's a sensible question. And when I say as though it's a sensible question, I mean it in a couple of different ways. But one way is that the question itself doesn't make sense. Do I believe in climate change? Sure, the climate's been changing for millions of years. Nothing new there, no news here. Or do I believe in climate change as in carbon dioxide will increase temperatures in the atmosphere? Well, yes, I believe in that too. Do I believe that we should completely change our economy overnight to fix this problem and ignore all other problems? Now we've got an interesting question. And what's sad to me is I very seldom come across people that are phrasing the question that way. They're phrasing the question in kind of a black and white rather than what can we do about this that makes sense.
Bill Strever is the author of the new book, Heat: Adventures in the World's Fiery Places. Strever says his next book will also feature a one-word title, Gold.